been eating pussy off the rip. West side getting blood money, what a crap. My dog getting that money on the soft rip. Spending car notes on my fit. My new ball hanging off my clip. Niggas running like a skit, boy. I put you on my skit, boy. On my wrist is a brick, boy. Build an empire brick by brick, boy. Cold boys on the brick, boy. On me, on my cut. Don't need more quiet now. On the grip. On me, on my cut. Don't off the grip. Top Phoenix, man. I was driving with a hoodie and I went and got a beam. Pull up in a boat, Titanic.
Off the rip indeed. Chocolate, y'all nigga justice. Watch this, spot the head of the session. I'm loving the mess. Contact and my nostril is a colossal MC to recollect on set. The point is, you get bears on the mic like back in the days. Niggas, we got more like shit. Today you take niggas too long to recognize. Just because I'm not commercialized, I went up in your town, I rock the underground. But you don't really care because I don't got no bitches with me that's ready to blow me. Half butt ass yelling, have a good time. Nowadays, I'd rather have a good rhyme.
Cause I'm a
yeah.
Yeah, those vans are out. Those Nintendo branded vans. I guess they launched in the UK, on the UK van store a couple days ago, but. Now they're up in the U.S. I don't know. I don't know that I like the look of any of them enough. There's one that has like the Famicom-y looking wavy wave on the side. That I was looking at that, going like, eh, maybe, you know. But I don't know. It's got an NES controller on the tongue. And it's like, it says game over on the bottom. Like, I just thought it was kind of lame. And that was the only one that I looked at and was like, that maybe these ones are all right. The rest, I don't know. The rest just seemed like a bunch of fucking imagery thrown together without much thought. So I was looking at those ones, the ones that kind of look like console a little bit. But it was the controller on the tongue, just kind of like that. And the controller on the tongue is game over on the bottom. I was like, these are just too much. I don't think I like that shit. Let's all get way into Evanescence. I'm just kidding. Catch us at the beginning of the end. What did they say? Frank, give me boy, I'm strong, sell 2 million copies or more. Rodeo. Yeah, well, I think all the guys from the rodeo have been thrown into jail after last night, so.
And squeezing the market and causing short hedgers to get blown out.
and blown out.
So when we talk about fundamentals and the important things in our market, the hedge funds basically ignore that, and that's why they can continue to drive the market to levels where we would go, well, that doesn't make any sense.
And today we're seeing almost 35 cent swings again in the soybean trade when you include the overnight trade and what's going on today. But we've had very steep swings here in the market, and we've had, I believe, near 2-year highs in the soybeans, 10-month highs in the corn market. Is this just profit taking we're seeing today, or what do you think is going on here on Friday?
Yep, I definitely think
I'd say
so.
Corn going up on a Friday. That's what I would say.
Isn't doing anything. It doesn't have any real big inputs, and just looking at the bean curve, we've had so much activity in the July no bean spread lately, and it's, you know, to shoot up like it did, I definitely think we're seeing a correction of yesterday's massive move in that spread.
But do you think the move is over? Because we've been talking with numerous analysts about this. Usually you get a weather market sometime during the summer around pollination time on the corn, but that's a ways off yet, and it seems...
Sometimes you just got to take matters into your own hands. Sometimes that means an ad will play.
Oh, look, it's the Scion IM. And there's actor Jaleel White in Wax Museum.
If only I signed up for YouTube Red.
Out, but dual zone automatic climate control keeps one toasty and the other from melting. And the 7-inch touchscreen display audio system drowns out that canned laughter. It's weird they'd want dual wishbone rear suspension, but the road to redefining oneself has many twists and turns.
Did I do?
The 2016 Scion IM. Lease one today.
What?
Right on the end, right to the left. Well, all the people there. Watch the show. It's good.
Thugs and Harmony appearing at the Gathering of the Juggalos this year, you know. Also, Isham and Blaze Ya Dead Homie. I know, I was surprised that Blaze Ya Dead Homie was going to be there as well.
Cash, dash, control, run a marathon.
so like Farrakhan or Frank Sinatra, man.
I don't know. It's. I'm not like burning up over it, like that I want to hear it a zillion times in a row or anything like that. It's nice. It's nice. I like Danny Brown. He's weird. Danny Brown's having a weird career, as it turns out. I thought that it would be a little more. I thought that he would have a little more mainstream appeal, I guess. I don't know. I thought that maybe Danny Brown would blow up in a more, like, hip-hop radio kind of way. Like, he'd have his weird thing going on, but still kind of find it. But he seems to be taking, like, a way more interesting route through all this shit, I guess. And that's cool. I don't necessarily love every move he's making, but whatever. It's way more interesting than if he had just kind of like been molded into this fucking, I don't know, like this like crossover backpack kind of thing. You know, like this independent hip-hop crossover thing. You know, in some fucking alternate dark future, he's just like rapping with Yellow Wolf all the time or something, right? I don't know. He probably has, right? I mean, that probably has happened. What do I know? I thought that the Krayshawn boom would have led to more of those acts getting big. But then when that Krayshawn album came out and sold like 11 copies, I'm guessing that all interest in, you know, all like big label interest in like a Kitty Pryde or a Chippy Nonstop or Nova Rockefeller, like that sort of Brooke Candy, you know, like all that sort of stuff that just kind of had to stay in its lane. It was not going to crawl up out of that, at least not on the back of Krayshawn, right? I'm sure Lil Debbie is making money somehow. You back on? This guy's post bail yet? Nope.
They're like, get out. guys would love to have this.
You have to get
because
it
now on Instagram.
First.
Yeah, on Instagram, everyone's standing there in their underwear. So if you sell, you know, bulge and clippers for like $29.99, so they're finally there.
Nice. So
just go in and ask for it.
I'm barely finding out who this guy is. So I have Crystal in the next room putting up some photos of him. That'll be on our page. They're up.
Gonna be some shitty indie band covering this song live on a morning show. Is that what this is gonna turn out to be? What do we have? What's going on? What's going on? Cutting you off.
Guitar like a piano.
I know we're on the radio now. Hopefully some of you are watching this on Facebook Live, but to watch how he's actually holding the guitar, playing the guitar, remarkable and unlike anything I've ever seen. Fantastic to greet our thoughts.
I thought it was very good, especially on the conditions for the guitar player with the sound. I thought very good. These guys are clearly talented musicians. Great percussion.
Well, let me say, you guys have had a rough, some days better than others. Some days you make no money, correct? That has happened before.
No, that's never happened.
Never? You've never
you've
made,
always made
no
a
money?
Dollar, at least.
Wait till you see what these guys are doing with this guitar, you guys.
Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid for Junaid's select sword limited to
my crown, I really rap.
I just think this song is like a funny intro to a radio show. It's like, I don't know, we wrote this song about shooting people, and we just have different rappers rap over it occasionally, and it's going to be the intro to this. In the back, put drone in the front. Shots in the air, just for fun. Twisted like tie-dye. Up all night, but it still ain't done. Hand on the wheel, grip on the pump. Hit these streets, 15s in the trunk. All these keys I need to be in. Fuck, power, need me a sound. Lane switching like a bitch from the ghetto. Can't judge me, nigga, get you a gamble. Why, guy, why, try? Your niggas ain't J, you tie. Your niggas ain't eat no green, and I'm over here feeling like bye, bye. Choo-choo chain in a row, but can't you smell the aroma? Eyes look like roses. Listening to Hip Hop Nation, it's a one-on-one, no imitation. All that hating kills my patience. If it's a problem, back to the basics. This is a trap,
that's what it is, baby. Another drop by going down right here on Hip Hop Nation. I am Mina Nine. Of course, checking in with you and a lock of that dope beat up with me for the next couple hours. You already know. I'm excited to say it is the weekend. Now it's time for me to go in, so I definitely got some
things
for you. I got a couple throwbacks and
please do go in.
Music. I got two records for you today. And I'm gonna
it's Friday.
Time
to go in.
3 p.m. Eastern. I do these 2 p.m. for both of those records to determine whether or not I have a record that or miss. So if that gun range with me at that time, and then right now, I gotta jump your weekend off right, so you already know. Put me up on what you wanna hear, whatever's gonna start your weekend off right. Hit me up with those requests right now on Twitter or IG at DJ Nina Nine.
Ready, 'cause I'm
get no nicer than this. Connect now. Engage with these brands. Get monetized. Tell me what you're doing tonight. Sometimes for us, sometimes for down. Don't worry about anyone else. But once in a while, I catch myself. Once in a while, I ask myself, what am I doing? Once in a while, I need your help. In a while I feel like I just wanna dance. I feel basically Shania Twain saying, fuck you, fucking nerd. Ciders in your pocket, that don't impress me much.
So you got the looks, but got the touch.
Ugh. Atari's, Jesus, gross. Yuck. Yuck. I'm just not going to listen to the radio edit of this song. What trees? To cut them down? Who do you think taught you to cut down trees? Dr. Dre's a lumberjack. Lumberjack Dre is his new name. Who do you think taught you to cut down and eat trees to recover health? Dr. Dre drove me to E3? I would go to E3 with Dr. Dre. If Dr. Dre called up and said, hey, is there any room left in your car to go? I would say, oh, you didn't think? No, definitely not. I will not forget to get you. I will not forget to pick up Dr. Dre. Please do not smoke drugs in my car. Yeah, how's Mirror's Edge look? I haven't really seen it. That thing came in and I sent it to Alex.
There goes a band synonymous with New York City, rest in peace, MCA, culling on Faction Boys, Beastie No Sleep Till Brooklyn. Now here's another band that's synonymous with New York City, where me and Tully used to hang out when we were 15 and 16. Tully lived in East Rutherford, New Jersey, and we would jump a bus into the city. We would go hang out by Thompson Square Park, and we would hang out by this record store called Generation Records. At the time all of this was going down, we were collecting like vinyls and stuff, and we would go over to shows at Coney Island High and CBGB's. And one of the bands playing back when I was 15, 16 years old was this band called Degeneration, fronted by Jesse Malin. Now, Jesse went on to have a very successful
Degeneration is fronted by the Game, Triple H,
Degeneration has reunited
and
after
Shawn Michaels.
Years, and are putting out a brand new record
guitar
called Nothing Is Anywhere, coming out July 31st. And here's a little taste if you're interested, man. Always loved these guys back in the day. Look up
they've got a roadie.
Like Degenerated and No Way Out, and She Stands There. Very great stuff. Here's Degeneration back together again. All the original members, first time in 17 years. It's Apocalypse Kids.
Suicide hell, watching the girls playing video games and working all winter with the weed paste boys. Stood at the toll gate, interstate highway, part of the wasteland, west of the Hudson. Sirens spinning for the ones who had too many stories. Well, my boots never fit me quite right, and they stole my jacket too. And they hung me out to dry for Christmas and change.
I don't think you could walk to the ring while this is playing. It's just not the right tempo, not the right type of aggression, you know? Not ruthless enough in its aggression.
Generation of alternative like that. First Wave is on Channel 33 and on the new and improved Sirius XM app.
A little negative pressure coming.
Yeah, this could be a little wild.
Yeah. deeper if you can come correct with your game board.
No, no,
no, you can't be lame, boy. But if you can please me, then my life will come easy.
I'll do anything you want.
Freak me, boy. I'm thinking of you.
Yo, this car's trunk just popped open. Sir, your Subaru or whatever the fuck this thing is, you're having issues. Ugh. Pulling in front of me all shitty style. Throws in a row. It's a lot of throws. Alright, I'm at the office. I'm gonna go. Have a good day, and see you later.